Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller commenting on Thursday, the 4th of October at 9:09 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here. A mixed day for stock markets. In Asia, some of the bigger moves are on the downside, including the Hang Seng getting some follow-through after its downside key day reversal yesterday. Japan was a little weaker on the Nikkei, but interestingly and probably significantly, the Topix Banks Index was up for the 7th out of 8 straight days. That's off a low for the year. And looks interesting. More on that in a moment. European stock markets were mixed, a little up, a little down. Few more gainers than losers. Well, no, it's straight mixed. And Wall Street spent most of the day modestly in the minus column, but then firmed up and closed up 6 on the Dow, slightly. A little better on the S&P, up 3.25, and up 4 points on the NASDAQ Composite Index. Long-dated government bond prices were quietly firm here today. Actually, the best gains occurring in the euro bunds, but the U.S. Treasuries were also up a little bit. I'm talking about futures here. The U.S. dollar has eased this afternoon, reversing some earlier strength. It's not a big move down, but it has checked the rally in the U.S. dollar index, the 3-day rally. And that caused a dramatic turnaround in the fortunes of precious metals, with, for instance, gold going from, dropping down to a low of 721 and then closing at 737. And we had similar moves in the other precious metals, the strongest of which right now is palladium. And in industrial metals were all down here today, but not significantly. Wheat was weaker. That's been in a corrective phase recently. And crude oil turned around and rallied strongly, closing at 81.51, having been down around 78.91. Natural gas is also higher at 7.387. That's been recovering steadily over the last month. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of global stock markets, the good news, starting with those Japanese banks, is that banks have stepped further away from the brink, as it were, by staging some pretty good rallies. And actually, in terms of relative strength, the banks have performed exceptionally well over the last few days. Now, that's all good news for equities in general, because I've made the point on several occasions, and I've emphasized the point, that if we were to see those bank indices take out their August or September lows, whichever are lower, that would be extremely ominous. And I've always operated on the basis that what's good for the banks is generally good for the rest of the market, and vice versa. So the continued rallies in the banks, as long as those continue, as long as they move sideways to higher, that's a benign environment for the broader stock market indices against this background of generally steady long-dated government bond markets. What about corporate profits? People are saying they're going to go down in Europe and the USA. Well, they certainly are. But against a background of firming bank shares, lots of liquidity in the system, and lower interest rates. Now, we haven't had any lower interest rates in the UK or from the ECB yet, but I suspect we will, if not this year, at some point next year. And the markets have been beginning to discount that recently. that would create a favorable tailwind for stock markets. And usually, when you get a softer economic performance and rate cuts, although corporate profits are coming down, we tend to get some multiple expansion. In other words, the price earnings ratios rise. And that's what I expect. Now, some of my very favorite areas, well, just about everything that's in my portfolio is in a consolidation at the moment. And I've got to say that in terms of that long-term portfolio, which I've posted on another number of occasions and attached links to it, if you'd told me back on the 16th of August, when I was pulling over on the roadside during my cycling holiday to have conversations with Owen, as we were debating how climactic the action was, and the conclusion being that it was very climactic and therefore an ending, if you'd said to me back then, would I settle for the prices that I was seeing in my long-term portfolio last week, and I would have felt that those were beyond my, well, they were beyond my wildest expectations. As a consequence of those particularly strong gains, there are some short-term overbought conditions, and I expect some modest pullbacks in a consolidation phase before strength is renewed. Is that something to sell for? Well, certainly not in my book. I think it's only a brief pause to refresh, and I do expect the resources to remain very strong. I r expect the Asian emerging markets to remain strong as well, and I expect a generally steady fourth quarter for stock markets. And one of my rising concerns recently has been the weakness of the US dollar. Because I didn't, well, that's, I've described that as healthy. It would not be healthy if the dollar started to really accelerate down and became a front page item in newspapers, indicating or sparking a crisis view. That's not the case here right now, but if anything goes wrong for stock markets here in the short term, I think that's one of the leading candidates that we get a two-week dollar. But it hasn't happened yet. It just needs to be watched. And long-dated government bonds continue to signal that investors are more focused on slowing profits than they are slowing corporate profits, that is, and slowing global GDP growth, than they are, I mean, primarily the global GDP growth as far as the bond markets are concerned. And they're a little bit more relaxed about the inflationary pressures. And if wheat comes lower in this consolidation, and that will further encourage those views. Okay, currencies, I don't think this US dollar rally can last. Precious metals, I had some more stops triggered in here today, and I rather unwisely overreacted when gold was weak and took out a reduced my platinum exposure somewhat. My hunch is the way the gold closed here today is that the reaction may be over. The reaction may be over. The overall patterns are extremely bullish. It's just that they ran ahead a little bit too quickly. It spilled over into a consolidation. So I've been playing my portfolio perhaps a little bit too conservatively there, with the emphasis on risk, and I should probably start increasing it again. And I think that's pretty much it. So all the best for another day.